Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
It's a Tuesday edition here on Zero Block 30, and today we have five rounds in the magazine. Round number one, North Korea is slinging their ding-a-lings all over the joint, defying safety in two very different ways. One of those ways is a big old nuke, and the other is refusing to wear masks while in formation celebrating said nuke. Round number two, and more news from the there's no fucking way that thing works section. There's a tank. I think it's a tank anyway. We'll have to check. Tanks are dead, right? Like, all across the military? Are all the tanks gone, or is that just the
I thought they were obsolete or something. I
everything
don't know.
Everything but Bradley's.
Not anymore, my friend.
It's just the Marines.
Bradley's are still there.
Yeah, not anymore. We are going to have an all-robotic tank, and we're going to guess which country is going to get it left behind first, because that thing is definitely going to break somewhere on the globe. Round number three, President Trump, while trailing in most polls by at least 12 points this week, secured the endorsement of Wait, this can't be right. There must have been a misprint here. President Trump received the endorsement of the Taliban. The Taliban said that they want him to stick around. That's great. Round number four, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, no. Please, God, no. That's always my reaction when there's some insane story or plot, and the perpetrators happen to be Marines. That being said, there was a plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, and you'll never guess which branch of service had veterans involved.
Don't be
and
Marines. Don't be Marines.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, Kate. It's definitely Marines.
Oh, round.
And they... wait till we get to that round. Some of the things that they said... absolutely bootrific. Like, it's just, it's Pogue Talk City. Round number four. You're not going to believe how big a Pogue
Talk City. Bum,
oh,
bum,
God.
Bow. We're talking
oh,
Pogue
God.
Talk City, and we're going.
I'll release
a
little bit. They say bust a cap in her ass at
Whoa,
one point.
Like
I'm sorry.
The block.
It's 1996 all over again.
Bust a cap in their ass. I think that they were listening to NWA while they were on their in route. And finally, round number five, I'm excited about this because the squad has a possible military trivia competition coming up. We're going to use the show to prep slash embarrass ourselves. I have the questions for this one, and I'm going to pose them to Kate and Cons. But this time, it's going to be a little different. It's not going to be Kate versus Cons. It's going to be Kate and Cons together as a team trying to come up with the correct answer. So they'll be able to say what it is. We're going to prep together like we're going to train together because we train how we fight. Rah. All that's going to be brought to you by our good friends at manscaped.com, folks, because you got balls, you got a vagina, they don't need to be hairy. That's what I've said that my entire life. You got a nose, you got to trim that up too. You don't want to have nose hairs dangling about all over the place. You don't want to do that. Manscaped Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. It's included in the new package. You get the Weed Whacker. It's an ear and nose trimmer, which is waterproof and uses 9,000 RPM 360 rotary dual blade
system.
That's
stronger than the new robot tanks.
Yeah, it sounds like it's basically a fucking router that I would use for some wood. That's I mean, 9,000 RPMs. That's pretty fast.
Using it for
Look,
wood.
Fellas, 79% of the partners polled admitted that their long nose hair is a major turnoff. Why not use the best tool? That is a turnoff. I mean, if you're going out, Kate, you could speak to this. Or
yes.
Cons, I don't know. You could speak to this. If your partner has long-ass nose hairs, you're grossed out.
Bro, let me tell you something about nose hairs, and it goes for ear hair, too, because that thing can work in your ear hair. No one told you, like, post-30 that the nose hair and the ear hair just grew uncontrollably.
And I feel like it always falls on the lady to be like, oh, my God, hold on, let me get the tweezers and take care of this. Manscaped is now giving me a tool to hand to him to say... you do it now. Now
Wait,
it is your turn.
Who are you dating where you have to trim their fucking nose
hairs?
Have
you not seen the father of my child? He's like
have,
a walking
Yeah.
He's a hairy man.
I cannot wait until y'all's kid is like 15 and stumbles and is going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Puberty's going to be rough. Yeah, absolutely.
They're like, mom really struggled with her self-esteem at some point.
Yeah.
Dad's got a great personality, though, so be up for it.
Can I just say?
Like, I'm just kidding. I love you, Pat. You're nice.
I like that everything is out there now. At first, it was we knew that you were pregnant. Couldn't tell everyone that. Then you said you're pregnant. Didn't say who the father was. We couldn't say that. Now everything's out there, and we can just not have to worry about slipping up because I'm prone to a slip up.
Yeah, because no, Kate is definitely trimming Pat's nose hairs because she used it from Manscaped.com. You can too with the promo code zero at Manscaped.com. Get 20% off plus free shipping. We have gift season coming around the corner. If you want to have your partner with a shaved butt, balls, or booty, you oh, wait, butt and booty are the same thing.
It's sort of like booty is more inside the crease, and butt is the outer, trust me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I've shaved
You're both. Referring to booty as just the crack now.
It's in there. It's booty is you're in there. Booty is
oh,
like
the actual
in,
hole.
Well, it's close. Anyway, you're right. And getting Manscaped for somebody for the holidays is more like a secret gift for yourself.
Yeah.
They're keeping it neat. You're getting to enjoy the spoils.
And they have some deodorant for your balls, too. You want to check that out. Sprinkle it on those bad boys. Don't have them sweaty. Make them nice, clean, dry, looking like wrinkles. And so you can see every single road map. It looks like a topography map where you like, oh, look at that. That's definitely a ridgeline there in the old ball bag. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get started with the actual show. Back for another edition, and we have a new co-host. A new co-host is here with us today. I have, for the first time ever on a podcast, I have my puppy, who are we referring to only as Baby Dale. Baby Dale is on the show today.
Baby Do we know Dale. How old Baby Dale is?
Yeah, Baby Dale's one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so he's a little baby. And so basically, every time there's a hurricane, all the animals in the shelters down by the waterline, wherever, whatever state that's in, they always get, it's like a mass exodus. They have to be sent far away from wherever the flooding is. And oftentimes, where you guys are at in Texas on the Gulf, they get sent to San Antonio, to Austin, to all these cities more inland. And so how did you end up picking Dale, Baby Dale? He's a hurricane
puppy.
Well,
we saw these articles that were coming out from like the San Antonio News that because of the hurricane that happened a couple weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was 1,200 dogs that needed to be adopted out and that they had no way to track the families and things like that. And I do feel kind of bad because Dale is an unbelievably sweet dog. He definitely had like a family that loved him and cared for him and things like that. He just wants to hang out all the time. But these dogs, they'll get shipped here, and some of the shelters in San Antonio are kill. Some of them are no-kill shelters. And so we look at those places, and we decided, well, let's just go foster and see what's going on because they don't have that many kennels of where the dogs can actually stay. We decided that we were going to foster one. I went down there and got Dale, and we fell in love with Dale, and we are going to keep Dale.
On a scale of 1 to absolutely, what are the chances you keep Dale full-time?
Oh, 1,000. I mean, we've already said, like, we're going to keep him for sure. He's great. He gets along. He sleeps with Gus, like, right beside Gus. He'll sleep with us. I'm actually letting him on the bed and in the furniture. That's how much you know I like him. I'm not a huge dog on the furniture person.
No, I know you're not. But what type of dog is Dale?
Chihuahua and Beagle mix is my guess. He's definitely got Chihuahua, but he's longer than a normal Chihuahua. So I think it's Beagle, like his spots are Beagle. Mm-hmm. So Chihuahua Beagle is my guess.
Next question.
Cute as a button.
Sorry, I got a lot of questions here. Next question. Okay. I guess it's dog dependent, but what is the average amount of time it will take you, Chaps, former Marine dog handler, to get Dale squared away and living right in the Chaps McNeely household?
Well, I would say no more than 3 or 4 days. Like, he's already, like, doing the things that I want him to do. But I also, with him, he was very, very easy. There wasn't a whole lot. He had some tendency to, like, growl a little bit whenever Gus came around. I fixed that right away. That wasn't something that I was going to tolerate. But also with a new dog, especially a dog this size, you have to do things a little bit different. Like Gus, if Gus was out of line or a Belgian Malinois was out of line, you got to treat it a lot differently than you can a Chihuahua. So I just said I'm not going to do a whole lot of correction for him for a couple days so he can get kind of in the groove, and he kind of fell in line. That's the thing of having a great dog like Gus. The great dog like Gus will kind of train the little dog, like the new dog. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is where we shit. This is where we pee. This is what we do when we're hanging around. The other dog kind of looks to the one that's been there for a while for cues of what to do.
It's kind of look who's talking now type thing where the dogs are talking. I am so jealous, though, because eventually one day I'll get a dog, and I really, other than Googling or texting you incessantly, I won't know what to do, and you just have all this knowledge that I think a lot of people would kill to have about dogs.
Yeah, very beneficial. I mean, there's a lot of things about the job that doesn't translate. Like, if you don't get a job as a cop, like, then your specialty is really meaningless for the most part of what you did a majority of time in the Marine Corps. Like, you don't go to a business, and like, if I was applying to go work at a bank or some shit, like, what skills do you have? Well, you need anybody that can teach a dog how to find bombs? You need that? Because I could do that. They don't need that.
Yeah.
So a lot of times your skills don't really translate. It only translates really in two areas. One, if you want to still do policing work, or two, you want to talk about it on podcasts because people like dogs and shit. That's really the only job that it transfers over to. We'll get going with the actual topics of the day. The first one comes to us from North Korea. I like it when North Korea's in the news, and it's not something for. Well, I guess this is negative. I guess when they're showing off. I can't say it's not negative when they're showing off a huge what they purport to be nuclear weapons. First of all, let's talk about that for a second. Military.com put out this picture, and I guess North Korea did by and large, this huge, like semi truck trailer size of what they say is a nuclear weapon. Are we buying that's an actual round, an actual ballistic round?
No. I think there's like a 75% chance or better that if I went up with a needle, I could just pop it and it would deflate.
I think it's like a old corn silo. You just go up to it, it's like dung, 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 whenever you knock on it.
Yeah, I do. And by the way, it's like a 7-ton with 11 wheels on it. I just counted the wheels. A 7-ton with 11 wheels and this giant missile on it. Yeah, I'm going to say no. I don't think it's real.
You know what they call that in the biz, Kate?
Mm. What?
That's a caterpillar tank.
It's a caterpillar tank. Well, that's cute.
It's a caterpillar.
I like that.
It's a caterpillar tank. Anyway, so North Korea, armed with their new nuclear weapon, held a giant military parade Saturday with thousands of massless troops defying the coronavirus threat, and Pyongyang expected to put on a show for its latest advanced weapon. The widely anticipated display is part of the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the North's ruling Workers' Party. The state broadcaster of the Korean News TV, what does that stand for? Do we know?
Korean propaganda. North Korea propaganda TV, basically. Their KCTV. Yeah.
Yeah. They showed squadron after squadron of armed soldiers and armored vehicles lined up in the streets of Pyongyang. We've seen this 1,000 times when they have their military parades and shit like that. But military.com and lots of other news places were essentially burying the lead. Like, they were talking about how there was a big outbreak in North Korea of coronavirus. And they're like, oh, they're having this nuclear weapons parade. But they're not masked. That's the dangerous part. Not that they're celebrating having a huge nuclear weapon.
Well, Lil' Kim, he also made the news over the weekend because he did a little press conferencing where he announced that there's no more coronavirus in North Korea. So that's probably his. Yeah, that was also big news. So that's probably his way of saying, look, we don't have it anymore, which I'm sure is totally true by North Korea standards. So yeah, definitely. And boy, what a crazy... This is a slight caveat, but the more you learn about this family, the more it is like a Dr. Evil. Like, that's how insane it really is. I was listening to this podcast over the weekend. Kim Jong-il's dad, or Kim Jong-un, which one of the... Anyways, one of the little Kims was super into movies, so much so that they kidnapped a South Korean movie star and her ex-husband when they were in their, like, 50s. And then at a party in front of everyone, made them get married again and made them like live together. And he showed them off like, look at these movie stars I have kidnapped. And they eventually wound up escaping like years later. But it was this whole crazy. I mean, everything you look into about these people is just so fucking nuts. So seeing this, them saying no more coronavirus and holding a nuke parade, not surprising.
Wild. Did you see the documentary? There was a documentary where they went to North Korea and they would go into like the different grocery stores and the storefronts were like fake oranges, like where they were trying to show like what was going on. They have these entire fake cities built and shit like that. So they have lights in different places. Wild. It's like a movie that you would never believe is actually true, but it's true. And not only that, like we make fun of North Korea a lot, but that place, I feel so bad for the people that are born there. Like whenever you think about countries that are dealing with huge humanitarian crisis, which by the way, fucking the UN, get your shit together, UN. What are we doing putting Saudi Arabia, China, and fucking Russia on the Human Rights Council? What in the hell? Like that would be my first three. You shouldn't be on the Human Rights Council.
Yeah, that's like putting a fat person on a Eat Right board or some sort of thing.
Kate, how do you feel about that comment from Khan?
All right. Anyway.
Wait, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this story. So you two are both saying that the crazy unhinged dictator has crazy unhinged things going on in his country?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He certainly does.
Got it.
Certainly does. And yeah, it's fucking crazy. Everything that they do, I doubt that nuke is real. Because they don't have nuclear power, do they? Or nuclear weapons?
Yes. Well, no, they say they developed it. We know for sure that they do. Like the intelligence community has said, now they have the ability to have small nuclear weapons, which they call a tactical nuke. To me, tactical means like secret. Like where, like if you're doing tactical shit, you're doing like operations, it's a little bit secret. What's secret about a nuclear weapon? A tactical nuke. Like what are we doing?
Can I talk about one of my favorite memes? It's Kim Jong-il. And he's like, oh, I thought you meant nuke the Chinese. And it's somebody trying to hand him a thing of Chinese food. He's supposed to put it in the microwave. And he's like, whoops, I accidentally did it the other way. I nuked the Chinese.
My bad.
Oh, boy.
I just wanted to talk about that. I mean, I would like to have the idea of like them doing their little parades. How much do you think there's like a zero block 30 for the North Koreans?
I hope so.
Hanging out, they're like, we got to do another fucking parade again.
It's probably way meaner.
There's
no one there stopping them from fat shaming, but they wouldn't because their leader is a little thick himself with two C's. Also, I was looking up their goose step, which they've obviously modeled after like Germany and Russia and like whatever, that crazy goose step that they do in the marches. They said they actually will like tie wooden sticks to people's legs and like all sorts of shit to make sure they get it right. And there, you have to imagine the knee problems over there. Mm. Like everyone's knees are probably blown out.
They're like
out
reverse
by the time.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and
have you ever seen a soldier with braces on his legs before?
Their VA must be flooded with knee problems.
And that they also, the units of like, you're like, wow, why is that unit of their little military women pods so beautiful? Well, they're like not actually soldiers. They just find these beautiful women and train them to march. And so that's like, wow, our military is super hot. Like, but
we do that too.
What?
Yeah. We have show ponies.
Haven't you ever seen the president's own band? They aren't real. Like most of those people aren't even Marines.
No, I'm talking about hot. But we're not going through being like, let's pick the fucking hottest women to put in the band so that they look hot on TV. No one's doing that.
Kyle has something to say about that.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I'm not saying they do that,
Kyle.
But they probably do that. They're definitely picking beautiful, good-looking, tall, skinny people to fill those slots. That's not a secret. It's actually in the MAR admins.
The Marine Corps drill team. Marine Corps drill team's not picking the guy that looks like a naked mole rat, I guess.
Yeah, but like you basically have to be hot to do that.
Yeah.
I don't believe somebody.
Gomer Pyle's not getting called.
What do you think that whenever you hear the term board Marine, Kate, what does that bring to your attention?
They got the V shape.
Like you say
back.
Somebody's a board Marine, what do they look like? They are attractive. They look great in uniform. They're muscular. It's a board Marine.
Oh, so everybody
like,
getting promoted is hot?
No, but...
A board Marine, like you see somebody, they look like a board Marine. That means they're hot. Like it does. That's exactly what that means.
Let's not pretend like being attractive. And listen, there are certain things you're either born with or you're not. Like, you know, I'm like an average looking dude, whatever. I don't think I'm like that attractive. But if you look at like people who are successful in this world, by and large, they're attractive.
Get
so if
the
you don't...
fuck out of here. What kind of talk is this, you guys?
Are you kidding me?
That's true. Like, that's not even up for debate. Like, there is definite academic studies that if you are attractive, you are more likely to be successful than if you're unattractive. Going in for a job interview, the attractive person is more likely to get the job than the unattractive person.
Yeah.
That's just society. We can not like it, but it's true.
Kate, do you know how many Fortune... Here? I don't know, but do you know how many Fortune 500 CEOs? You brought it up
by hot shaming the North Korean ladies.
Yeah.
That's what happened. It was on you, Kate. You hot shamed.
Kate, do you know,
how many Fortune 500 CEOs are 6'3 or taller?
Oh, yeah.
Because guess what? Because they're all fucking men because the world's fucked
Look
up.
At the
That's
female
why.
Ones, though,
oh,
too.
No, the tallest woman's actually
God,
a 17-year-old teen.
I want
teen.
To smash my coffee mug over my face right
you
now.
You brought it up. You started hot shaping, and me and Cons, we had to stick up for the hotties out
We're
there because they have it
with
rough.
A successful mm-hmm. podcast.
The hots have it rough, and I'm sick and tired of the hots being treated like garbage by Kate.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Enough
is enough. It's okay to be attractive. It's okay.
I didn't choose Seriously. This, Kate.
I didn't
choose this.
Yeah.
Right.
Thrust upon
you think
me.
You think Kyle likes looking like a fucking tan? A tan? A goddamn tan?
You think,
no.
You think...
It's the cross that he was forced to carry.
Seriously, you think it's easy having a beard this amazing? I mean, what,
Let's
like,
not
what do
get
you
ahead of
me?
Ourselves.
This is just
if the Marines were promoted on hotness, we would all still be Lance Corporals. I'm just saying.
Not me. Look okay. at Dale.
I mean, I will say, chaps, you posted a picture yesterday. You were looking kind of svelte.
Right?
Yeah.
I've been saying. I've been looking good.
I've been saying.
Board Marine. That's what that means, Kate. All right, let's move on to round number two. What do we got, Kate?
That round couldn't have gone worse. Round number two. Textron Systems announced Thursday.
Let's do another round on hotties, actually.
Yeah,
let's just do a whole.
Let's just do a whole round of the best looking people ever to come through the military.
Top five military commanders that you totally would bang. With consent.
Number one, Mattis.
Mattis. No.
No, not Mattis.
He wouldn't be able to handle.
Pagan.
Anyway. Textron Systems, which sounds like the most contractor-ass name around.
Yes.
Textron Systems announced Thursday that it will deliver an all-electric version of its M5 Ripsaw robotic combat vehicle prototype to the U.S. Army for experimentation this year. Textron Systems M5 Ripsaw Robotic Combat Vehicle. Whoa.
I mean, I don't know what you guys think, but Ripsaw is a great name.
Such a good name. I'm paying, if I'm the government, I'm saying I don't care what it is. Yeah, we'll take seven of them. Earlier this year, the Army selected a Textron team to develop its subsidiary Howe & Howe's unmanned vehicle for the service's robotic combat vehicle medium platform. All that means in my mind is a medium-sized tank that is electric, I guess.
All this, that's the exact reason why the nation is in debt. It's because of that last paragraph. That's all we care about. We're giving all kinds of money to all kinds of fancy names for all kinds of fancy equipment. I was thinking, when I was reading for this round here, isn't it bizarre that the Army and the military in general doesn't have their own like research and development, that's the only thing that we pull from is our own shit? Like, you have all of this, you have, like, MIT, you have all these people from MIT that go on to work for these companies. Why not do everything in-house?
Because we would make it cost way more than even the contractors would that we find the lowest baller on, the lowest bidder on, probably.
Well, I also think they're probably going to say that you could get better research, R&D from outside, from civilians, that they're going to be smarter than anybody you'll find in the military, which is probably true.
I don't agree with that, because there's a lot of the way that we do things that we have, like medicine-wise, we are the best at it.
Yeah. There is also a certain level of practicality that is utilized in the military, where I think if you had combined people in the military with the outside R&D folks, you'd get your best effort.
DARPA is going to come at us hard for this one.
Fuck DARPA.
Yeah,
how about
DARPA,
that?
No, DARPA, please. I'm sorry, DARPA. Don't talk to DARPA that way.
They're not hot.
This, they're very. Are you kidding? DARPA? DARPA in a suit? What?
No.
The M5.
Uggos. Bunch of Uggos at DARPA.
The M5 is astonishingly powerful. 900 horsepower hybrid electric motors and a diesel range extender, so it can go even further. The range extender is just a generator, so it can go an extra 300 to 400 miles. It's an all-electric flat deck platform. There's no cannon boomer thing that comes on it. There's no, you know.
That's
I mean.
The official name, cannon boomer. Yeah.
There's no cannon boomer thing on this sucker. A turret. There's no cannon turret like a standard M5. But it's supposed to be super powerful. And basically, we have drones.
No, Kate. I put the technical terms for a reason. Keep going. Just flow through the technical terms, Kate.
You want me to struggle reading it.
No. It's because once we get through this, there's no way this thing works ever. Well, this thing is not going to work.
Basically, what this is, You know, we have our electric drones. This is like a remote control car that we can send into battle, but it's a tank. And it's electric, so it doesn't need, it has some diesel in it, but it can go super far without needing to like fuel up or needing manpower, blah, blah, blah. But my thing is, like, I see in the superhero movies, can't they just, isn't it pretty easy to disable electric run vehicles?
Yes. Like, I don't understand how they think that this is going to be something that works. I mean, if you're, put yourself back in, I don't know what Afghanistan looked like, if there's canals and shit, but I know from Iraq, if you're riding in this thing or like hanging out and doing stuff, I guess you're not going to be in it as unmanned, so you're not going to do it. But there's no chance all of these don't fall into the water. Like, yeah. They just are going to turn over, they're not going to work, and we're going to have to find a way to blow it up. Like, that's all it is going to be.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, tanks are what, the tanks kind of replaced what the cavalry was, and now we, I don't know, you're right, I just feel like, what are we doing, is kind of how I feel.
300 to 400 miles, where is it going? How do you get it in there? Like, what do you, this thing is stupid. I just wish we would stop spending money on dumb shit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just because we have the technology to make these unmanned vehicles doesn't mean we necessarily should and that that's the best option.
Like, it's, the F-35 stinks. Yeah, like, stop. That thing stinks.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing, also, how much does the F-35 cost? Do we know off the top of our head?
$18 billion, I think.
Is that it?
No, I
it's
don't know.
It's got to be close, right?
That's pretty close.
$1 billion, right? At Can somebody Google that real F-35? Quick? How much is it? Each F-35?
I think it's at like $100 million a piece now. They've gotten the cost down, actually.
The cost between 94 and 122 million. God. The program is expected to cost 1.5 trillion over its 55-year lifespan.
Hmm. Well, that's cool.
Money well spent.
That's more than the entire Department of Education.
My thing too, everybody made fun of you when you got an electric chainsaw. So how are they going to feel about our electric tanks, you know?
That was large, but yes.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
Well, that was shaming right there. You tried to shame me, Kate.
I won't.
You tried to chainsaw shame me.
None of you can
I
talk
didn't
to
see
me
that
today.
Coming. You're just upset about the hot stuff. And that, I say again, you are the one that brought it up on yourself. I think you did this to yourself, Kate.
Well, I think you're all being ugly.
Real quick, around the horn, who do you think is the best looking person in military history?
Oh, JFK.
Ooh, that's a good choice. Good choice. I was going to say Audie Murphy, but JFK's tough to beat.
Pretty much everybody's grandpa in the old war photos is super hot. Yeah.
When they had their piss covers like tilted to the way to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy.
So hot. That's why when the Air Force extended their hair regs a little bit, I was like, yes, puppies. Because
dude, how about,
back
how about
in the day.
Speaking of pilots tilting their headgear to the side, how about old Ted Williams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Imagine being in a unit with Ted Williams and he's like, do you want to play on the battalion softball team? Like, yeah, they don't call me Teddy fucking Ballgame because I hate playing.
Exactly.
What a nickname. I think that Teddy Ballgame is the single greatest nickname anyone's ever had.
That's
the only one that's close is Johnny Football.
Is anyone else sitting here wondering who the fuck is Ted Williams?
That's terrible.
Let's move on to round number three. Round number three comes to us from Afghanistan. The Taliban, the ultra-conservative political military group in Afghanistan.
I remember them.
I see, this is, to me, this reads like if Kate would have wrote it. Because even though everybody knows who the Taliban is, we have to make sure there's a little bit of context. The Taliban, just in case we aren't clear, it's the conservative group. And saying it's conservative is a slap in the face to conservatism.
I was just going to say, I'd never heard the Taliban described as conservative or liberal. So hearing it as they're ultra-conservative is news to me.
You're not allowed to show anything other than your eyeballs if you're a woman. So they're pretty conservative.
Yeah, pretty conservative in that regard. Yeah. The Taliban, their spokesman said, "We hope that Trump will win the election and wind up the U.S. presence in Afghanistan." So they're giving him essentially their endorsement, but the Trump campaign said no, because that is not an endorsement that you want to have. You don't, there's a lot of endorsements you hang your hat on. Bob Dole comes out and says that he's for President Trump. I think you say, thank you, Senator Dole.
You say, thank you,
that.
Senator Dole. And also, you're still kicking. What?
Right. Yeah. So you have if somebody gives you your endorsement, I think you normally take it. There is exceptions, however, and I think the Taliban basically highlights that list of whose endorsement you don't want. And we're not going to get into much in the weeds of why you wouldn't want the Taliban's endorsement, because I think that's pretty fucking obvious that you wouldn't want the Taliban's endorsement. But we are going to take this opportunity to do a little snake draft of who we would not want their endorsement at all. No way. Do not endorse me. I don't want it. We're going to start with you, Kate. You get the number one overall pick in the draft today. Who is your number one pick that you do not want their endorsement?
Easy, and I think we can all agree, Sheetz convenience stores. No, thank you. No, fuck no.
Sheetz can kick rocks. Yeah, Wawa.
Not even if you're. What about if you're in an area that Sheetz is and Wawa is not?
It's one of those things.
Keep on moving down the road.
Keep on moving, because everybody else outside that area is going to know it's dirtbag garbage material. And
not even their pretzel tool sandwich.
Not even their schmetzel schmelts, as they call them there. Everything starts with an SH at Sheetz, which is shit to me. So I'm not taking them.
Wow, that's bold. All right. Man. Mm-hmm. That's bold.
Cons?
All right, I think the overall number one pick, and I'm surprised it's still available, Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, nobody wants the Hitler vote. Right.
Nope. You don't want that one. I don't think we need to really explain that one. Kyle, what do you got next?
Whoever greenlit the code. Whoever looked at that script and was like, oh, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. Code. Horrible.
That's a good one. The code. My first one, Darren Rovell. That's who I would endorse.
I had him on my list too. Sorry, D-Row.
And I go next, and so my next one is Hillary Clinton. Don't want her endorsement. She's a very divisive figure.
Yeah.
So I don't want hers.
Hmm.
Who's next?
Comes,
we are so
comes
bad
back
this.
To
Who's
me.
Next?
Yeah, I think it's Kyle.
Goes to me.
It's Kyle, yeah.
Facebook. What a fucking shitty company that is.
That's a
fuck
good
you,
one.
Mark.
Okay.
You guys aren't going to see this one coming from me.
Wait,
it's cons. Well, cons turn. It's cons.
We're not going to see it just yet because it's my turn. commenters.
Like Barstool commenters?
Commenters in general. Anyone who takes time to comment on websites. Oh,
shots fired at PFT. Ooh, go ahead, Kate.
You guys didn't see this coming. Threw you off my scent. Uggos.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
I don't want any ugly people trying to root for me. Take that sign out of your yard. If,
that's what I'm talking about.
If you look like I do. Up next, Spirit Airlines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spirit Airlines. When they tell you that you got to fucking pay to bring a bag on, get out of town.
That's
just
the worst.
Just get out of town.
Right.
You can just get out.
You can just get out. Right.
All right. Anybody who thinks it's okay to go to a pumpkin patch or apple picking on a fall weekend?
Oh.
Weekend apple
I know
apple
that's going to rile some feathers. Yeah, weekend apple pickers or pumpkin pickers.
I love apple picking.
Not when there's college football or NFL on. Sorry, champ.
Okay.
Interesting.
Kyle?
So, I'm going to go with PETA. PETA. Mm. They're pretty horrible, right?
Yeah.
They kill
horrible.
A ton of animals.
What? My next one is...
Oh, Kate. Kate.
Okay. Okay.
Are you on PETA's side now, Kate? What are we doing here?
Oh, my God. This.
You're a big PETA fan? PETA's the worst.
They help sometimes.
No, they
when you're the
don't.
3% of animals they don't kill, yeah.
Jeez. Oh my God!
How about that?
Stop your QAnon animal stuff.
Chaps,
can we pause the snake draft and just recognize how great Dale has been this
entire
time?
He hasn't
moved an inch. Is that like a light?
PETA's gonna have a problem with that. PETA's gonna be like, he shouldn't be in that sling, that adorable sling. He should be roaming free.
I know, right? I need to get a tactical sling with my like name and rank on it and shit.
Oh, yeah. Right.
My next one, Judas. No
wow.
one
wow.
Good one.
Great choice.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Great choice. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Can't believe I got him this late in the draft,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then my final one, I'm going to go with King Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Also a good choice. All right. Who's Kyle?
Kyle.
Who's your last?
All right. Last one. I'm going to have to go with Roger Goodell.
Ah, wow. Good pick.
Little sleeper.
Good choice.
He's pretty
good choice.
Too.
All mm-hmm. right, my final choice. I cannot believe he fell to the last round. But, you know, it's been some time since he's been active, so I can understand how people might have thought he's lost his fastball a little bit. I'm going to go with Bin Laden.
Okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Chaps, speaking of your Judas one, I was going to go with Pontius Pilate, but I feel like I'm going to switch it up and go with Sears. I feel like if you're a Sears person, people are like, oh, okay, more.
Yeah. That's old. Like, that's an old. If, like, that's a Sears, you get Sears endorsement, it automatically comes with Bob Dole's endorsement.
Exactly.
Too.
Right. You know,
it's a twofer. It's a,
the endorsement smells like mothballs a little bit.
But if you have the Sears endorsement, you always know where you park because that's where you go into the mall at. You stop at Sears and you park by the tool section so you remember where you go.
I was stuck between them, Pontius Pilate, and Enron, but I went with Sears.
Oh, Enron would have been good too.
Yeah, nobody wants any people forget.
Honorable
I had imagine being like one of the last executives that worked for Sears and you are listening to the show and you're like, mother of God.
Oh, maybe we were about to get sponsored by Sears and we just blew it.
Ooh, sorry about that. I had some honorable mentions though. I'll just list them out very quickly. Clay Travis.
Yeah.
Genghis Khan. People who jumped the gun on Christmas season.
Yes.
Yes.
Navy fans.
Okay.
And anyone who is rude to the wait staff.
Oh, nice.
Yes, that's a huge one. Wow. Fuck those people that are rude to the wait staff. I also had Martin Shkreli on there, too.
Ooh, yes.
I had a
definite honorable mention.
I had Westboro Baptist Church, China, and Scientology.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Sorry, Tom Cruise.
No, I'm not sorry.
Those are all good ones.
Imagine being ugly and a Scientologist. Ugh.
You're just not winning in any facet of life there. Wow.
Okay, so wait, Scientology had it too. They have, and it's in the Nexium cult thing, the vow to that documentary. They legit have their spokespeople. They make sure all their top people are super hot because you're an uggo walking down the street and you say, I want to be.
You're proving our point,
Kate. I
want
to be them.
You're proving our point.
I'm not.
Yes.
Yes, you are. You're completely supporting everything we said.
We're not saying we're in support of it. We're just saying attractive people
get picked. So Kate acted like in round two that she does not appreciate Uggo shaming, and then in the snake draft said that she does not want the Uggo endorsement. Like, so we're doing all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you can't have it both ways, Kate.
What's it gonna be?
You're an enigma wrapped in a pretzel, wrapped in a pregnancy brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what kind of pretzel. A Sheetz pretzel.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fuck no.
Delicious.
Fuck no.
All right, let's move on to round number five. We might be doing a little military trivia competition, so we got to get everybody ready
round
for
four.
This. So, Kate.
Round four. Are you just trying to gloss over round four, and I know why.
What is
the
round four?
Kidnapping Marines.
Oh, just kidnapping Marines.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's do that one. Collins, what do we got?
Well, sorry, guys. Round number four involves your beloved Corps. That's pretty good.
Why are we letting cons read about our screw-ups?
Because we need to have
an impartial,
non-biased approach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, cons.
Well, anyway, former Marine. I think this is in a situation where it's okay to say former.
Yes.
Former Marine Daniel Harris and former Marine reservist Joseph Morrison were among the men charged by state and federal authorities this week after law enforcement foiled an alleged scheme to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Love the use of foiled. Anytime you can foil something, you should. We are aware of the circumstances surrounding the two individuals and will assist the investigating authorities in any way we can. The serious allegations, this is important, are not a reflection of the Marine Corps, do not reflect the oath every Marine takes to support and defend the Constitution, and do not align with our core values of honor, courage, and commitment. Would you three agree?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Much.
But I also think it's funny how you know the PAO that is in their notes app and it's pinned to the top where they can just go in there.
Not a reflection of the Marine Corps. Do not support our values. Right. Stamp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Copy paste. Okay, anyway, six men, including Harris, an 0311 rifleman who enlisted in the Corps.
0311 Pogue.
That's going to have them people triggered. 0311.
Wow.
Wait till Max Uriarte hears this.
I don't think that dude likes me very much.
Probably not.
And for no other reason that I was in the Army and an officer. That's basically where it starts
good
and stops.
Good enough for me. Yeah.
Anyway, this guy, he enlisted in the Corps in 2015 and left as a corporal in 2019 after serving with the 3rd Battalion, 2nd Marines at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They were charged in federal court on Thursday with conspiring to kidnap the Whitmer in the run-up to the November elections. According to the FBI, one of the conspirators was recorded saying that Whitmer quote, has no checks and balances at all, following the governor's institution of measures to help curb the spread of the novel coronavirus in her state. She has uncontrolled power right now. All good things
Jesus
must come to
Christ.
An end.
Yeah, this wow. Michigan governor is trying to stop coronavirus. Let's kidnap her. Let's fucking steal her away. Jesus
and I
Christ.
These guys have never done an operational thing in their life. They've just watched a bunch of movies. So that she has no checks and balances. Yeah, they have a state legislator and they have a state court system as well.
Like, they have exactly what checks and balances are. And I should note that Kyle just sent in our group chat a picture of this gentleman, and he is, in fact, ugly.
Yeah, not a board Marine.
And this, just hearing this too, though, it's because Governor Whitmer has like, she has two daughters and sons, and she's like a mom of five with like a husband, and like hearing that these nut jobs are out there who are just pissed at her for like being like, wear a mask. What the fuck, dude?
Wait till you get to the actual, what's some of the things they said.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Their group text that they used in an encrypted group chat, which if you honest to God believe that something that comes from the Apple store is legitimately encrypted where the federal government can't get a hold of it, you're an idiot.
Yeah. I don't want your endorsement.
Like, they got this from the encrypted chat. It's not encrypted if you have it. Like, it's not that great of encryption.
Yeah, but the group chat said, this is a wild plan, so maybe get out a pen and paper and write this down if you want to kidnap someone. Have one person go to her house, knock on the door, and when she answers it, just cap her. Foolproof.
Yeah.
Anyway, the gentleman Morrison was among seven men severally charged for plotting violent acts as a member of an anti-government, anti-law enforcement paramilitary group known as Wolverine Watchmen.
Absolute worst name.
God damn.
And you have it sitting right there for you. You went with the University of Michigan when all you had to do was take a little trip up the road to Lansing. Spartan is right there for you to take.
Yeah,
if you
right
want to come with a state school nickname, Spartan is right there.
You know, this all started with, and no disrespect to him or his legacy or anything like that, but that one part of the Chris Kyle American Sniper when he's reading the book about the sheepdog, and all of a sudden all these military wannabe hardos were like, I'm a sheepdog too. I'm a sheepdog. I'm a Wolverine Watchman. I'm a Spartan. Like, it just began
this
whole...
You're a fucking nerd.
You're a fucking nerd, dude. You're a fucking nerd. Yes.
It's a slippery slope. Oh, and God. Wolverine was already taken from the movie Red Dawn, as we know. So that's just biting off somebody else's idea. Not great. Anyway... Not great to kidnap people. And let me just say, I know I hate these days in politics when if you disagree with someone politically, then that means I want them dead. That's terrible. Because as you said, Kate, these people have families. They're actual people who have lives. And just because you disagree with them politically doesn't mean that they're the other option should be dead. That's terrible.
Thank you for clarifying that, because I feel like a lot of people were.
Well said, guys.
But it's fucking crazy. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. And I would like to say one more thing in defense of, in promotion of Manscaped, our beautiful razor people that you know, that promo. It is clear that none of these wackadoos are using it. They have
their pubes are out of control.
Their facial hair looks like pubes. I have never seen a militiaman with a good beard before in my life. I've never once seen... I'm going to call them...
I've never seen an attractive militiaman.
And I'm going to start calling them... I say domestic terrorists is a more apt term than militiamen, because they want they want to be militiamen, but they're not. They're just wacky, bad-bearded militia. Anyway, it's just nutty. Though I will say, I would love to be... Just to infiltrate a group for a weekend and just see what pogue-ass shit is going down in there. I would just really love to be a part of it for just a day. You know?
That could be
I
want
to get the receipts of how much money they've spent on gear.
Also, I feel like I would be a Backwoods Militia 11. I feel like I would
there. You are the belle of the ball.
Exactly. Yep. I would be just sitting on a giant beanbag chair all day, like, fucking, who's that big fat guy in Star Wars?
Jabba the Hutt.
I'd be like the Jabba the Hutt of this militia, just getting pregnanter and pregnanter, like, bring me my snacks. Boo.
But then if you did that, then you would turn into a Militia 7.
Well, they wouldn't care. That's Militia 7 still a Militia 15. You know, there's no standards there.
That's true. Fuck those guys and fuck anybody in the Wolverine Watchmen. I think we're the first podcast to officially denounce the Wolverine Watchmen.
Good for
That's
us.
Important.
I'm patting
That's important.
Myself on the back right now.
And in fact, I'm going to go ahead and denounce all militias.
I'm going to go so far as to say, hey, Wolverine Watchmen, if you're listening, kick rocks.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
Wow.
Shit. Yep.
Nothing more needs to be said. Let's move on to round number five, where we're going to get into a little bit of our quiz. So you guys are going to be on the same team here. This is going to be different. You have to come up with a consensus answer before we go. And we are going to start. The very first question is, what does the IRS stand for?
Ding, 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 ding.
Go ahead.
You don't have to ding, ding.
Internal Revenue Service.
I concur.
Yep, got that one. That was an easy one.
Chicken Parm Party Peg worked for the IRS for her whole career.
Did she really?
Yep, big IRS lady. I actually went to...
How about a little bit of opposite, Kate?
Oh, sorry. I went to the Philly IRS once for Veterans Day week and told them about my deployment in like a meeting.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you an IRS 8?
I was an IRS. I was an IRS 5. You wouldn't believe the hotties they got down
there.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Right? Math hotties. Mm-hmm. Incredible. All right, here's an actual military one. What is the main tank used by the U.S. military today?
You ready?
Cons your artillery. You fucking go.
Well, tanks and artillery are two different things, but it's the Abrams M1A1.
Kate, do you concur?
I like A1 on my steak sauce. I hope I like it on this answer.
Oh, Kyle just shot it up. He's right. It's the M1A2. M1A2
Abrams
is the answer.
Yeah, would I have been Abrams. Given credit if I just said Abrams?
No. Actually, no. Because
you
there's
saying
multiple.
You're artillery, so you don't know what the tanks are doing. It's like me saying I'm an MP, but I don't understand what K-9 unit does. They got dogs.
Well, but okay. We're gonna leave that one alone on why they're two different worlds, but okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, a tank really is just like a vehicle-mounted artillery thing,
right?
It
really is. It's artillery on wheels.
Same rounds? Do they shoot the same rounds?
No, not at all.
He's just saying that. Anyway.
Incredible. All right, here's the next question. What is the latest model of fighter class plane used by the U.S. military?
Jesus. Is that the F-35?
Yes, that's the F-35. Yeah. All right, here's another one. Name any three planes that are currently used by the military, excluding the F-35.
Okay. C-130.
Okay.
Do helicopters count?
No.
Okay. That's not a plane. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
An F-35.
No.
I said you can't use the F-35.
Do drones?
That was the one rule.
Do drones count as planes?
No.
C-130, F-18, and...
What's that one that looks like a... It's fucking straight-up triangle. Stealth bomber?
Oh, B-2.
Mew.
All right. Yeah, that's good. You guys got it. That was rough. I thought you were going to fly through that.
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned the A-10 either.
Oh, yeah. Warthog.
Shout to the Warthogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's go with... Oh, this one is good. What does Humvee stand for?
Oh, I should know this. Shit.
Kyle's losing his mind with all these because he knows all the answers and we're big dumb idiots. High maintenance under the mountain vehicle. That's my answer.
No, it's all right. It's HMM, like, shit, it's HMMWV, so it's like high.
There's like four V's in there.
Can I just answer?
High mobility. No. High mobility maneuver wheeled vehicle?
No. Nope.
Multi-purpose?
Kyle, what is
high
it?
High mobility
multi-wheeled
vehicle. Multi-wheeled vehicle.
Yeah. Mm. All right, my bill.
It was on the tip of my tongue. Tip of my tongue.
High mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicle is what it stands for. Unbelievable. All right, here we go.
We got to brush up here.
Yeah. Here's the next one. I just lost it. It just went away. What? Oh, man.
That's okay. Dale's staying calm. Yeah. Dale is staying
calm. Dale's not freaking
on his
out.
Arm. Dale's head is on your arm.
What war were tanks first widely used in?
World War One.
Cons, do you concur?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
What year did the Air Force officially become a branch?
Oh, it was in the 40s or something, I think.
1951. 1952. 52. I should have said 52. I was going to say 52, and then Kyle had a one-up. So
1957.
No, it's 50.
It's 1947. I should have known. I said the 40s was in my
the
heart.
The 5 and 2 was a 7 for 47. Sorry.
Got it.
My grandpa was in the Army Air Corps as an flight instructor, and then it switched over to Air Force.
Yeah. And it looks like we have a lot of work to do before we go
into
it. I thought you guys, those weren't even difficult. I thought you guys were, but, you know, as a good leader, a good teacher, it's important to end things on a positive note, right? Like you don't want to leave and think that you did poorly. So we have one last question. This one goes to Cons. What is the common name for the Service Academy of the Army?
I feel like this is a trick question.
Nerd school.
The common name is West Point. It's the United States Military Academy, but a lot of people call it West Point.
Boot
City.
So what
is your answer?
West Point.
That's correct. Ah. I gotta put you in an absolute
pretzel. My mind was going 8 different ways. I'm like, what is he asking right now?
Yeah. Oh, man, did we just ruin all of our credibility for this show? Because everybody everybody already knew.
Name
I was
three
bad.
Planes, crickets.
I like looking at them. Does that count?
Name two ugly people. Got that one.
The planes thing, I think that just solidifies. We all just say, like, we just don't know planes. We just don't know aircraft. It's weird. It's funny. Anytime I see a helicopter, I'm like, I got like 3 answers queued up. And if it's not one of those, forget it. I don't know what it is.
Absolutely right. All right, let's move on to a little bit of save rounds and alibis. We'll start with you, Kyle. What do you got?
Couple actuallys I got to get in front of here. One, North Korea with the masks, they don't have to wear them because they literally have sealed their borders off entirely. Like, remember in World War Z with Brad Pitt? Not an ugly person.
Of course.
They talk about how North Korea just shuts down and then they took everyone's teeth out. They kind of did that with the Rona. They just kind of shut down.
No, they have big outbreaks of coronavirus in North Korea.
Oh, no,
they have
zero cases. You just got to ask them. They'll tell you zero.
Yeah, they'll tell you zero, for sure.
But they did. A South Korean guy defected, and they shot him and burned him to control the Rona. Really weird. And, Kate, Ted Williams. I feel like we need to make you write, like, a 500-word essay on Ted Williams.
He was a
Marine.
Fancy guy.
And the greatest hitter in all of baseball. He was a fighter pilot in the Marine Corps in World War One or World War II.
Oh, I knew
Korea.
Ted Williams. I know Ted Williams.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's such a name like Will Smith. You're like, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Last guy to ever hit 400.
Good point, Kate.
Thanks.
It's like a name. He's got a name.
So
that's like, yeah, I can't hardly wait. He's like, he's tall and he wears shirts.
Yeah.
He's got a face.
Is that it, Kyle?
That's all, I think. I'm sure we'll get actually to even more, but those are the two that jumped out at me.
All right. Kate, what do you got?
What do I got? Since you were wondering, my baby is as tall as a box of tissues this week. Okay.
Nice.
And
what a weird comparison.
But wait,
those baby sites, like... are strange. It's as big as a grasshopper. Yeah. Like, why don't we just not go 3 inches?
Well, listen to this. He can fit a big, beautiful, semi-sweet chocolate chip in each palm this week. I cannot get enough of these stupid facts. Also, it's a he. It's a boy. I feel like I announced that, but I'm not sure.
Kind of accurate.
Yeah, you said quasi announced it.
Yeah. So Marine. I just feel like it's not that big a deal. I wish we could blow. I wish he had artillery something. That we could do an artillery reveal, but it's too late.
Yeah,
now.
Sorry, I don't have a howitzer.
See if we can get a Bradley tank on board or something.
In your pants, though.
I see you were all trying to that one, Cons.
I do like imagine Kate's son holding up a little chocolate chip. Hey, Mom, look what I got.
You do. And this is the week I'm supposed to be able to start feeling them, kicking around and shit. So I've been, every time I have a gas bubble about to fart, I'm like, I think that's him, but it's not. It's a fart.
Cons, what do you got?
I will say, Brad Pitt, I don't know if there's anybody in movies who has portrayed the military more handsomely than Brad Pitt. When you think about Fury and Inglourious Bastards, my goodness. And also...
Legend of the Fall.
Legend of the Fall, when he enlisted in the Canadian military.
Thelma and Louise, Brad Pitt. Yes, ma'am. Not military movie, but...
What's the hottest Brad Pitt?
Which Brad Pitt?
Legend of the Fall, Brad Pitt, definitely the hottest, but sneaky hot Brad Pitt, Snatch.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, if you could only fuck one Brad Pitt, which Brad Pitt Fight are Club. You fucking?
Kate, I know your answer. It's Fight Club.
I'm going still Thelma and Louise. He's young. He's spry in that one. He's got.
You could also argue for what's that? Interview with a Vampire. Brad Pitt's very hot.
True. That's true. I don't want to live forever. Got him.
And then also, please, listeners, if there's any submissions, I don't know how we'll feel about this one.
Tell us which Brad Pitt you would fuck.
Yes, that, please.
Put that in the iTunes comment.
Yeah, let's get some 5-star reviews on which Brad Pitt you'd
fuck. And we'll read them on the next. Tell us which Brad Pitt you would fuck and why.
Don't say fuck because Apple will let those through. They'll block the curse words.
Yeah.
Say
make love. Make love.
Sweet, delicate love too.
Coming up on Saturday, the Roadrunners of UTSA take on the Army Cadets. So we got to think of a little bit of a wager. And
I'm not
let me
betting.
Just say.
I'm not betting this week. We're on – UTSA is not exactly known as having a quarterback factory, and we're on quarterback number 5.
Are you really? Yes. But you guys are doing well. You guys
the defense
BYU
is doing
well,
but the offense is not, and now they're on like quarterback 4 or 5.
So you will not be placing a wager.
So the main guy, Frank Harris, got injured – like, he's out for the season. On the very first snap, the guy that was going to replace him, that was a transfer from New Mexico State, snapped his collarbone in half. Mm. Like, you don't want to play. They need to address the offensive line, apparently. Okay.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, that's all I got. And all,
it's been
also,
moved off the board in Vegas.
Okay. The last thing I will say, the reason we did the trivia is there's an opportunity that potentially is out there.
No. Don't say.
No, I'm not going to say what it is. Okay. I'm just going to say it would be the coolest thing we've ever done, so I really hope it happens.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't really have anything this week. I'm just happy that Dale is fitting in with our family. He's doing
cute
fantastic.
As a he's got soulful little eyeballs.
He had a little bit of kennel cough, some fleas. We got that all situated. He got neutered, so he's all the way like a part of the family, and I love him. He's awesome.
Also. We'll be listening to this on Tuesday, but on Monday afternoon, the two most competitive people at Barstool, myself and Kate, are actually teaming up in the Stool Stream studio.
Same team Jenga. And by the way, I'm fucking good. I don't know if you noticed. So.
No, I know that. So here's the thing. I said this to Jake Marsh, the guy who does all the commentary for Stool Streams. The best part about this is that I don't have to go against you because what people don't realize is you're just as competitive as me, but you're just a little more polite about
it. I just pretend like I'm not. Right.
Exactly.
Kate's a big time shit talker too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm pumped to be playing with you alongside you.
Yeah. We're going
to
take him down.
Yeah. I know. So hopefully when you listen to this on Tuesday, we will have emerged with a victory.
I had a dream about it last night.
Whoa.
Yeah, Khan showed up to play Jenga in all camo with face paint on, and I was like, you're embarrassing
you
me.
You guys should do that.
Well, I said, yesterday I was like, what should our outfits be? And he said, we should wear face paint. And I was like, ahaha. But that's just so much of a pain in the ass to get off. But then I had a dream last night where he showed up in like full ghillie suit SEAL gear, and I was like, you're embarrassing me. Stop it. I got real mad. So, anyway.
One last note before we go. Can we all just say how delightful Dale was, and he had perfect behavior
such
the entire
a good
show.
Boy.
Bro, he didn't even move. He was comatose. Yeah. That was impressive.
Sweet nope, he's
very
good.
Very well done.
You got him squared away.
Yep, that's it. Sound the retreat.